Radio Kerry over the last number of days, indeed, had been contacted on a Monday afternoon. Radio Kerry visited the O'Marian estate in Tralee. After residents contacted us here, they said there was a problem with people who were not residents of the estate coming into their area and openly taking drugs. Kelly O'Brien showed Tracy Murphy the evidence at the entrance to O'Marian.
That's actually a bag that was used to hold drugs inside it. People use it for crack. It's just been opened and discarded here in the greenway where all the kids are.
It's only a small little bit of a bag. Maybe it's about 3-4 centimetres inside. Yeah. Now, I do see it tied at the end. I wouldn't have noticed that it was anything untoward, but you're saying that's what it's used for.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have known either, but there's actually a committee that's been here for quite some time, and this was a regular occurrence, and it was actually, when I moved in here, the committee called to me to point out, because I had kids, and it's quite close to my house, so to show me basically what to look out for, and, you know, what you're looking at and what you're dealing with, really.
And Kelly, have you ever seen anyone taking drugs here?
No, I haven't seen them taking drugs, no, but the paraphernalia they leave behind is always here, so that's how we know that it's happening.
Where are you taking me next?
Down along here now, you'll see there's a needle there. Okay. That's a clean needle now, that's for...
So yeah, we've probably only walked maybe a couple of feet.
Another one here. There's two needles here now, and they haven't been used. They're for whoever's next to come up, and they're used for heroin, and they're thrown in the grass here, not far from the bag that you just seen. That's two there.
And you say they haven't been used?
No, they have the plastic on them. That's how you know. There's plastic on them.
So, will someone come along and pick them up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll come back tomorrow now and the plastic will be off and they'll be empty and discarded there.
Okay, so just to get this right, so they leave unused needles on the ground. Yeah. Somebody will pick them up as arranged, and then inject themselves.
Yeah, and then you'll come back tomorrow and you'll see the needle with the... Basically, the discarded needle, you will see it there, trundle the grass.
Why is this arrangement way made? Why don't the people just bring the needle with them?
I don't know, I suppose it's convenience. Like, wherever they're getting their heroin, they can just come down and inject it here. They can leave their rubbish behind them then, and they're not going to take the dirty needle with them. They're just going to throw it wherever they've used it. Like, that's it. It's a dumping ground here.
This would indicate possibly that this is a spot where people are told where these unused needles are. They inject heroin?
Yeah, they're heroin, I presume, yeah. That's more likely.
And then after they've done that, they would leave the used needles here?
Yeah, that's it. Like, sure, there's another one there now. I'm after spotting. There's actually two. There's a nest of them there, look. There's one, two, three. It's three there now, just in that pile there.
They're all unused.
All unused.
Yeah, actually, no, there's used ones on here.
Yeah, there's a used one there now. The cover's off. And you can see, did you see that? Someone's used that now and just left it there. And that's what actually stuck in my daughter's shoe.
You can see the needle. The needle is exposed. The syringe is exposed. There's some tinfoil as well. Talk us through that.
There's balls of tinfoil. There's lots of tinfoil around here from the heroin. They're burning the heroin there and discarding it. And there's the needle alongside it.
And I see another needle here.
I think it's an extension, somebody was saying. That's an extension for a needle or something, I'm not sure. Someone in the committee were talking about that's what that is.
And children would obviously pass by this every day.
They'd be walking to the shop, they'd come down here, and we'd have to warn the children not to be coming in here, because since I moved here now, the committee have come around and warned me about the needles and that there's a problem here. But it just really took a turn yesterday when my daughter was walking on the footpath, and it was nowhere near here. It was further up the road that the needle went into her trainer, in the sole of her shoe. So she was very lucky. It didn't actually perforate up into her foot. It just went out it went up into the middle and out the back of the sole. But she was only saved because she had a thick trainer on, thick sole trainer. But other than that, it could be a completely different story.
You were satisfied it was a used needle?
Oh, 100% it was a used needle. Yeah, it was an old needle, and there was no cover on it or anything. The top was off. It was used.
Kelly, tell me what happens when people come across this paraphernalia. Is there anyone in authority? Is there an authority you can call to collect the needles, to collect all this paraphernalia and clean things up?
Well, Tressa, there's actually, we were all given a phone number here in the state here for Frank Horgan from the Cork Kerry Needle Collect. You ring him and he will come down. He'll come and remove all the needles. He was actually here about 2.5 weeks ago and removed basically a nest of them, used and old. They were right here on the corner of the grass.
Do you think it works well, or do you think they get enough resources?
No, I think Kerry needs a dedicated... Frank is between Cork and Kerry, and obviously Cork's a lot bigger than Kerry, so I think Kerry needs their own. That's the first and foremost. Anyway, there has to be someone to collect the needles, but there has to be a bit of vigilance too with the Gardaí. There has to be patrols up here. Like, my daughter was very, very lucky yesterday. She didn't get prodded with the needle, because it'd be a different story for me. Like, there has to be patrols here up and down.
Are there other more effective ways of dealing with the problem of drug abuse and drug misuse?
Well, I can only really talk about the state that I'm living in. I couldn't talk for the whole of Kerry. I really just kind of, you know, it's going to go on. There's no one ever going to solve the drug problem. But what I'm worried about is this is an estate with young children. There's a lot of young children in this estate. There's a lot of decent people in the estate that just don't want to stand for this. We should be able to leave our kids out playing without fear of a needle going through their shoe. My daughter was 11. She had the sense not to pull at it, but a younger child would have pulled that out of their shoe. Or she was lucky, like I said, it didn't go up through her shoe.
You live here as well. What would you like to say about the problem?
I think that it's gone out of hand now at this stage. There's danger for the kids all around the place. They can't come out and play. We're worried sick in case the same thing would happen again as Kelly's daughter. There's drug dealers in and out all the time, and they're blatantly doing out in front of other people. They're up there at the tree from 12 o'clock at night till 5 or 6 in the morning selling drugs. They've been caught on camera.
It's a lovely estate. I mean, yeah. Mature trees, lovely green entrance. We still have some marigolds, lovely orange and yellow. I mean, it's a really looked after.
The committee planted them this summer just to try and brighten the place up. But it's no good if there's needles in amongst the flowers or in amongst the trees or on the paths. I mean, her child was on the pavement yesterday when the needle went up through her shoe. So we just want to put an end to it. We need something major to happen to stop it. I don't know actually what our next step is, but I think we have to make ourselves more obvious outside in the estate with people coming up and down buying drugs and selling drugs. We need to be present and to let them know that they're being watched and that we know what they're doing and what's going on around here.
Would that be potentially some form of a neighbourhood patrol?
It would, yeah.
And have you ever seen anyone take drugs or sell drugs? Or
I have, yes.
And what time of the day was it?
All times of the day. All times of the night. There's no end to it.
When you see that, are they circumspect? Are they trying to hide it? Or is it out in the open?
It's very out in the open. They don't care. All they care about is picking up their drugs. And the people that are selling them don't care either.
The situation you have in the estate, obviously nobody wants anyone getting injured or infected or worse from used needles. But some people would say there's a wider issue about how we deal with the problem of drug misuse in this country, decriminalisation, whatever. But that also sometimes people who do these things, they're not thinking right. They're in the grip of addiction, and that they're battling demons. They're not well themselves. They're battling an illness themselves. What would you say to that?
I understand that completely. And I do feel sorry for them. But at the same time, we have to worry more about the kids than the people that are taking drugs. They are our priority now at the moment. Deirdre Ferris has been fantastic, and Paul Daly.
Sinn Féin councillors virtually.
Absolutely fantastic. But we need to do more up here. And I think it's down to the residents now to stand out in force and try and stop it that way if possible.
Everybody's afraid for their children. I know everybody here now, since I had my daughter yesterday, have all been in agreement that the children won't be coming out anymore until it stops. So, I mean, it's a lovely day today. Kids will be coming back from school, they'll be locked in home. It's ridiculous. We're all decent people. We just want to rear our families. That's all we want, just a safe place for the kids. It should be safe in their own estate to cycle a bike, go on their scooter, go up the top of the road, cough their frame without getting a big needle stuck into someone, into the sole of your shoe. You'd never hear of this happening. This is Kerry, a quiet place, truly a quiet town. This is a quiet estate. Like, these are things you'd hear that happen above in Dublin in the cities. It's just gone as bad, like, you know.
She was very lucky it didn't break the skin.
Yeah, very, very lucky. She was very, very lucky. And I even though it didn't break the skin, I didn't sleep a wink last night. I'm thinking, now, what am I going to do? I'm only newly here. I'm only here about 2 months. And I'm just saying, like, what did I come here for at all? I wish I wasn't here. Because I have a young family. I have 5 children that can go out playing in the road, and I'll either have to take them to my mother-in-law's or I'll have to take them away somewhere to entertain them, because I can't leave them outside.
Yeah, there you go. That is some of the residents of the Ohm Real Estate in Tralee speaking to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy, who was talking to them about what they contacted us about. This is antisocial behaviour and an open drug taking place and the paraphernalia of drugs being around the place as well. If you have a view on that, and like as Jane said there, it's not just the situation with regards to that estate or that town or that area. Kelly O'Brien speaking to Trasa as well. They're talking about the issue of it can happen anywhere and it is on the rise, unfortunately. We did contact Garda Síochána in relation to that, and they've come back to us with this statement saying, Garda are aware of issues of antisocial behaviour at an estate in Tralee, County Kerry. Members of the community policing unit are and have been liaising with the local residents to assist with a targeted response to this. As part of our ongoing commitment to community safety and public order, Garda are carrying out high visibility patrols in the affected area. Members of the community policing unit are working with the divisional drugs unit to alleviate instances of antisocial behaviour and related crime in support of community safety. And any Garda response to a reported complaint is in keeping with community policing models and graduated policing response, taking into account the relevant legislation and public safety. So that's what they're saying. That's a bit of a corporate speak line there at the end of it from the Gardaí. They're just saying they're doing their best, I guess, is to translate that one for you. But they are working with the residents. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.